And our last one for this week, coming your way, George. James Veal says, I'm not happy with the Scottish Government, who want to fortify even more foods with their version of vitamin D. Surely we can source our own if we want it. Chemically produced vitamin D will be no better than most of the other chemically produced products that people try to force on us. What do you think?
Well, chemically, it's a very simple molecule, and it's identical, really, to what you make in your skin. So I don't think there's any reason to think that it would be any different. But I think the issue of supplementing, the population is awkward. Despite the fact there's a double-blind control study showing that folate prevents neural tube defects, it's not added to the food, and one can only compare what happened in America. Now, I'm a Canadian, but I have to say that the way they dealt with this was the way it probably should have been done, which is that they supplemented the food within a couple of years of the results coming available, and they were able to show that as much as 80% of neural tube defects were prevented. Here, these issues have been more controversial, and just the fact that people want to put supplements in doesn't mean that it's bad. There are lots of examples where supplementation is very useful. Iodine in salt is a good example. No one argues about that. And I think in a few years, nobody's going to be arguing about some of these others as well.
George Ebbers, thank you.